this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show, and today I'm pleased to have Linda Howe, and we're going to be talking about her CD audio learning course, How to Read the Akashic Records, Accessing the Archive of the Soul and Its Journey. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Dr. Kolb. Thank you.
Well, thanks
Glad
for joining
to be
us
here today.
Well, great. I thought I'd start out with a little bit about exactly what the Akashic Records are, because of course that's the first question that comes to mind when looking at your materials. We had interviewed Dr. Laszlo, and of course his book Science in the Akashic Fields is one that I think gives one of the best descriptions of the Akashic Records. But would you like to, for our listening audience, just give them a little bit of background of where the term Akashic Records came from and what we believe it is?
Okay. Well, the first thing is the word Akasha. Okay, let's take a look at that. Akasha is a Sanskrit word, and what it means is primary substance. Okay, so it's that out of which all is formed. So that's what the word Akasha is. The way we understand the Akashic Record is that the Akashic Record is a dimension of consciousness. Okay, first and foremost, it's a dimension of consciousness that contains a vibrational archive, a record of every soul and their journey. Mm-hmm. Each one of these records, okay, has two parts. The first part is fixed. It's fixed, it's stable, it's never going to change. And what that is the essential code. It's almost like we understand it as the DNA of the soul. Mm-hmm. It's the essential blueprint of the soul, okay? And that is really fixed. And so that's the first part. It's not going to change. It is what it is, and it's good. Okay, it's good. All right. And then the second part is that corresponding, you know, along with every blueprint is mm-hmm. a catalog of lifetimes, a catalog of stories, a catalog of experiences that the soul has through time and space in this dimension, okay? As the soul comes to know itself in truth, and the truth is, as the soul comes to know itself in its perfection, in the exaltation, really, of its essential blueprint.
And
is that clear?
Yeah, no, it is.
It would seem,
too, that when we do past life regressions, we're taken to certain lifetimes that we need to look at. I mean, it's not random. You can't just, you know, what you do when you do a past life regression is you just ask for the highest and best, and then you go to a lifetime that often is very pertinent to some of the problems you're dealing with in this lifetime. So what I would say is that some of the records are kind of open, more open than others, because the lessons are still hanging out there, and maybe you're currently working on them. And like the Course in Miracles says, you know, not everybody needs to go do past life regressions. You know, it's not for entertainment. It's more to help you along in what you're learning in this lifetime. But I've done some regressions that have been extremely helpful to help me understand relationships that I have in this lifetime and how come, what the energetic relationships are and what I can do to kind of get them unstuck.
Yeah.
So that's something that I think some of the Akashic records in the second thing you described are more open than others, and I think we have kind of soul contracts to come back with certain individuals to work out energies, and basically past life regressions can sometimes show you the records, and then your CD teaches you how to access those directly.
Yes, yes.
Which is
and
even
you know,
better.
Right, which is like, God, if I could do this, you know. Well, that actually, you know, that was really my purpose in the CD set. But, you know, I also have a book. I have the book, How to Read the Akashic Records, which, you know, there's so many different angles from which, you know, we learn and that activate different parts of us. So just so you know, I mean, the book is out as well. So there are a few different ways to go. But
sure.
You know what's so interesting is that in these past lives, from a records point of view,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of our incarnations are held. You know, we can never erase what has come to pass. We can certainly change our relationship to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's happened has happened. These, you
right.
know, that's how it is, and that's fine. But from a records point of view, I mean, just like you said, the past lives are, it's not a fish pond.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're just going to say, please tell me my past lives. No. The only past lives that are available to us are the ones that are directly related or, you know, on the energetic pathway or connection
mm-hmm.
to what we're addressing at this point in time. The records are really brilliant as far as I'm concerned because it's in the records where we work is from the present moment. I mean,
right.
there's no other place to be,
mm-hmm.
okay? And what happens in working in the records, we move from, you know, when we move from an ordinary state of consciousness into an extraordinary state of consciousness, time as we know it collapses.
Right.
So that other times, you know, experiences we have that are still unresolved from other times
mm-hmm.
and places, be they positive or negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are available to us as we are open to what's happening in the present.
Right.
Which is really, you know, first of all, it's much more manageable because, I mean, I have actually thought about it to really consider opening the records and having all of your lifetime be there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not useful. And we are
too much information.
It's not helpful, right?
No,
it's like, too many choices.
Well, Lynn, let me tell you how I've used the records in the past.
Please.
When something really crazy happens in this time-space dimension,
mm-hmm.
Some bizarre false accusation from somebody I don't even know, you know, I have no idea why this person hates me and is so intent on, you know, I mean, so I go back and I ask for clarity, and I've done that through past life regressions, I've done it through a number of means,
mm-hmm.
many of which, you know, I really appreciate having listened to your CD because I've used similar types of
mm-hmm.
spiritual, you know,
yeah.
exercises to get there. But basically what I find is that when you look at all of the past lives that where you've interacted with this particular individual, now in this life they're like someone you don't even know, but when you look back and see what's happened in these various lives, and then when you understand what your role is, you know, you're not really here to be a victim. What you're here to be is to be an active participant in everybody else's lessons. You see, it's like
mm-hmm.
there's your lessons, but there's everybody else's lessons. So you have to look and see how the whole is going. And so I've learned just an incredible amount about what the records hold for us by starting with points in my life that are just insane. You know, insane false accusations, you know, just
mm-hmm.
like there would be no benefit to anybody to make these and no ability to even prove them. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
but yet when you know the whole history, you go, oh, well, of course, this is what's happening and this is what I need to do next. You know, it's really clear. It's not at all. But so what I do is in my current life, whenever something really bizarre happens, I go and ask the records what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the, you know, that's, and then I understand. I mean, I understand
yeah.
my role in it. I understand, you know, I'm often told the outcome. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I know why, you know, if you've been persecuted, say, for many, many lifetimes by, you know, the Inquisition or whatever,
yeah.
there's a turning in this time frame where, you know, the tables will turn. You know, it's like
mm-hmm.
there's a balancing that's happening now. And of course you have to engage with them in order to have the energy flow reverse. And so
yeah.
it's you know, people say their greatest problems often turn out to be their greatest blessings. And I just want to remind people, because I know a lot of people out there are having severe challenges, that try to get the whole picture. Try to use Linda's methods or whatever methods you're guided to get the whole picture, because your soul weaves a tapestry over much time and space and maybe even off planet. I mean, we don't know that we have all of our lifetimes here even. So get the whole story before you start judging things. And that really helps. No, it really does. It helps you maneuver through this time-space dimension when things are just crazy. You know, people attacking you for no reason, you know. And when you kind of get the flag that something's not right is when they do things that's going to hurt them, you know.
Right.
It's not benefiting anybody, you know. That's when my spider senses go up,
like, oh, why
would they do
here?
That? Now that's going to hurt them, you know. But, you know, I think a lot of people are not aware of why they're doing things in this, you know, in this. Energies are being balanced over many millennia, okay? Energies are being balanced right now. And because of that, and energies have to be balanced before we go into the next phase of the ascension or whatever you want to call it. So because energies are being balanced, weird things are happening. That's all I can say.
But, you know, this is really wonderful. I mean, what you're mentioning is just really great, because where I have seen, you know, I've been working with people in one-on-one sessions and in groups in the mm-hmm. records since 94. Now, what I've seen over and over, I cannot even count, is that most of the people who come forward to learn this work and to learn it for themselves, to learn mm-hmm. how to help themselves and their friends, whatever,
right.
what usually pushes everybody in the door mm-hmm. is a situation that makes no sense.
Exactly.
I have found to a person, people mm-hmm. who are interested in this, they're seekers. And you know what?
Right.
They're smart. They are active. They are personally responsible.
Right.
And they show up at the door, one situation more ridiculous than the other. And
they're like,
why?
People,
right, but these are people. I know, it's so funny. Yeah. But these are people who normally,
mm-hmm.
these are good problem solvers.
Right.
See, these are not the people who are sitting on the bench in life.
Or being victims, you know, the perpetual victim.
No.
Like, you know, they don't want to be victims. They want to understand.
Right.
Well, and I think they're guided. I mean, these people are in touch with their higher self. Their higher self, you know, kind of points out the, you know, the book or the CD, and they, you know, they sometimes it falls off the shelf, as Shirley MacLaine said in her book. But, you know, we do have wonderful, wonderful resources out there that can help us understand a great deal of what is going on in our life. And then you don't have to be a victim. You can actually go, oh, well, that's it. And then if you know the outcome, you know, you don't have to worry about it. I mean, if you already know the outcome because you know what's going on and then you know what to do each step of the way, it's very peaceful. Your energies are just working themselves out. And, you know, many people just need to have that's faith. Faith is knowing that things are going to turn out the way they need to turn out, and accepting that, and just not going into fear, not going into victimhood, not going into blame. And because you can avoid all those negative emotions in your life, you really can bring to fruition the things in your life that need to, you know, that need energy, because you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't spent
right.
it hating and blaming and well, really, isn't it true?
No, that you're absolutely correct.
Yeah,
you're absolutely correct. And you know, and you mentioned this business of having the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful and very liberating when we see. You know, when I see that my relationship with another person, it really is occurring through time. This
it
isn't our first meeting, and it might not be our last.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
what it does energetically is it takes the pressure off. We
mm-hmm.
live in an urgent time. We are in a time of urgency. And people who are sensitive, everyone's kind of gotten the call, so to speak, to
mm-hmm.
get going. And
well, time is a little shorter than it was 20 years ago.
No, I know, it's really. I know sometimes I think,
literally.
Oh my God. No,
time's
what
faster.
We live, what we live through in a week now used to take us 6 months.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, the rate of
energy
acceleration
is shifting very, very rapidly.
Yes, yes, it's very, it's a wonderful time, actually. But we don't get to, you know, the days of being stuck for years,
mm-hmm.
those days are over. I mean, they're long gone. But see, energetically what happens when we get the big picture, and in the records you can get, you will be guided, it will be revealed, if not the exact details, certainly, the higher probabilities, the indications, the suggestions, the guidance. But what that does is that dissolves the fear.
It does.
That
and it gives you a plan, of action, and you can project a probable future that is really probably, you know, 90% probable. So you're, you know, then you put your energy into it. You forgive everybody involved. I've gotten really good at forgiving people. I don't know about you, but
there really isn't anything else to do, Dr.
Really.
I mean, I'm getting the picture here. It's like,
again. You know. So you just don't make, you let it go, and then you just project the, you know, the outcome based on the information, based on the evidence. I mean, this isn't just opinion. This is evidence. You know, when you look back and see, you know, see the balancing of energies occurring, and you go, okay, well, good. You know, if I'm going to prevail in this, I'm going to have to be attacked, because otherwise we wouldn't engage, okay? You know, I would never attack them, so they had to attack me in order for us to engage. And then this is just normal. You know, it's just normal course of events, balancing of energies. And, you know, basically, I'm just really thankful that I have a broader view of the whole thing across space and time. I think that that's very important.
It is. It's wonderful. And, do you know, it's also, I think there's a paradox that that we wrestle with, which is, you know, on one hand, everything that happens is completely personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because things
only happen to you.
Right, because if we're there for it, right? It's so funny. But it is. It's like, okay, great. So we have that absolutely everything is personal. And on the other hand, it's not that personal.
No,
I mean, we are part of a cosmic drama. We are part of a cosmic unfolding. And we all have our responsibilities and our privileges within the unfolding.
Right.
But, you know, when you're in the middle of it and the neighbor is saying something that makes no sense, that is, you know, that's the human struggle, you know, really to wear the world like a loose garment, to detach with love, and to do the next right thing.
And to have fun doing it. I mean, some of these things are hilarious. They really are.
Yes.
I mean, I have a lot of fun with the whole thing. And I think that if you're not having fun, if you're not enjoying yourself, if you're not accepting the challenge, accepting conflict, conflict is a part of life. If you avoid conflict all the time, you're going to spend a lot of your time avoiding things. You just really are. You have to engage. You have to do it with guidance. And basically, I've been shocked at how the predictions really are coming true, even though when you first hear them, you go, how could that happen? And yet it does. So I've gotten more and more faith in what I'm hearing, because we live in very, very interesting times that allow miracles to come forth. I mean, that's really what's happening. Things can shift in a minute. I mean, you know, think about it. You could get up today, and this is not random. I'm not suggesting it is, but, you know, you could get up today, get in your car, go on the highway, especially here in Atlanta because there's ice all over the place, and you could have an accident and be quadriplegic. Really, you could. Or you could get up today and go buy a lottery ticket and end up with, what, $33 million today. So, you know, there are so – those are – I just give that as the range of possibilities.
Yes.
So given that we are now in accessing energies where we can project and create so much quicker, what thoughts do you think go toward – the lottery, go toward the injury, go toward, you know, if you keep having thoughts in your head of, I don't want to be here, do you think there might be a way for you to go on out? There sure could be. Think you might get cancer? Oh, yeah, absolutely, because things are being created so much quicker now. So really what, you know, what shows like mine are, and I'm sure, you know, you do a lot of this work with your clients, is get control of your thought processes. you know, quit projecting the negative. Because, you know, you're going to manifest it. As each year goes forward now, we're manifesting it faster and faster.
Right, next year, who knows? No, the turnaround
time. Really true.
But
yeah.
See, this is the other thing, is that because of the acceleration, and especially as we wake up, right, we know that a light particle travels much more quickly than a heavy particle. A light thought will travel much faster than a dense thought.
Right.
And so, as, you know, collectively we're lightening up, right, and moving faster, you know, as we, things will happen much more quickly. The other thing that's really, I don't know, something to consider that I've thought about this, is that, you know, the faster we go, when we fall into the pit of negative thinking, that's a hard drop.
Right.
The higher you go, boy, when you fall into the ditch for a while, that is, that hurts. That hurts. You know, 50 years ago, we would just kind of like roll over into the ditch, but not anymore, because people, I mean, we are really, we are, as a group, we are in the process of becoming liberated from our limitations, our fears, our misperceptions, inaccurate mythologies. I mean, we are kind of, it's like wiggling out of, of these old patterns. And as we do, we are, we're going higher, we're going faster. And what's wonderful is that we have our access, our immediate access to our good. Whatever that is, you know, whatever is mine is within my reach much faster than ever before. Whatever is yours, it's right there for you.
Right.
I, and this is the exciting thing. And we see there's a natural distribution of, a natural distribution of good is what I'll say, in that I know, you know, Dr. Cole, whatever is for you, you get to have. And whatever is for me, I get to have.
Yeah, and I don't have to take it from you.
Nobody has to take anything.
The scarcity thinking where we had to conquer everybody who was weaker than us is just no longer applicable in this,
it is absolutely new world we're going into. Right.
We bring the energy in directly. I mean, we're bringing whatever energy in we need, we bring it in directly. And it's up to everybody to take responsibility and learn how to do that rather than suck off of other people like they're, you know, that they've done for years. You know, you need to...
Right.
Change now. And I think most of the people that aren't able to make that shift simply aren't going to be around. I mean, I think in the next 10 years, they're going to, you know, go on out because they're more likely to create negative scenarios that take them out because of this acceleration that we're talking about. So,
do you know what? I had a very funny situation the other day. I spoke to a woman who had been saying for months, she kept saying, I'm not going back to that job. She didn't like her job. I'm not going back. After the holidays, I am just not going back there. I'm just not
going. So what happened?
On and on, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she broke her foot. And
it's not
where she needs you to go back to the job. And it was very funny because she called me laughing. I mean, she got it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this was the out. It was really, you know, it was very funny.
It is. And, you know, there's probably other ways to do that, too. You
know,
like you
probably can find
another job and put in your resignation rather than break your butt.
But isn't that, but see, that's a new idea for us. The new idea is that, like, wait a second, I really don't like this job, and I really don't want to go back after the holidays. So why don't I, because the thing is, the universe wants us to be happy. The universe wants us to be where it please. So... But if we don't take an action, the universe will, you know, it's all a big conspiracy for our satisfaction.
Well, what's so interesting is I have about 40 employees, and I my HR person knows very well that I'll come up and say, so-and-so is not going to be here very much longer. And it's weird how they go out. It really is. I mean, like you say, they may break their foot, they may... You know, they may walk out really pissed off at everybody when really nothing happened. You know, but whatever. You know, the victims have left. About five of them have left in the last 2 months. They just got really unhappy with us and left. And so, but it's really funny. I get who's next. You know, it's like. But you know, this recession has been very good for bringing in excellent people. You know, that people all of a sudden are really appreciating their jobs. And, So we've been able to get some really excellent employees in, and that, you know, that was a really good, I mean, you know, a blessing came out of,
yes,
you know, the problems. You have
well,
to
this
look
is
at that
a great
be,
correction.
Right.
It's a great correction because no one, I mean, energetically,
mm-hmm.
if we are in the wrong place, we have to
mm-hmm.
move on. And sometimes the economy helps us do that, right?
Right,
and,
exactly.
And the other thing that so I think has been very powerful in this economic climate is that it's really raising our awareness individually and collectively that each and every one of us are responsible for our contribution
mm-hmm.
to our world, right? And that the days of thinking that some company was going to take care of us like daddy, those
mm-hmm.
days are over.
Yeah.
This is really, it's the time to grow up
mm-hmm.
and to look and see, what do I have to offer? And also to not be waiting for someone to start a big company to hire us, to take
mm-hmm.
care of us like children. It's a fascinating time just in our relationship to our own talents and abilities, our relationship to our community. I mean, collectively, this particular, you know, the economic shift
mm-hmm.
really do support. I mean, they actually are an expression of all the internal work, the deep spiritual inner work people have been doing for the last 20 years.
Well, you know, some of our interdimensional teachers have told us that we are graduating from becoming like adolescents into adulthood. The human race is actually growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it true? I mean, people taking responsibility, people understanding that they can't just shed jobs like they do their pair of shoes, you know. Well, no, that was in Atlanta especially. People just,
yeah.
you know, they just go job hopping. It's not unusual to have people in 10 jobs in 2 years. And because there was a lot of jobs in Atlanta, you know.
Right,
if you didn't like your job, you didn't like your coworkers, you just switched to something else. And so every 3 months you switch jobs. But that says something about, you know, that says something about the individual. So, you know, basically we have an opportunity to become more responsible. I think that's what this is all about. And I especially appreciate being able to access the Akashic Records to understand how to do that better. You know, how to do, you know, we all have certain problems in our life, be they health challenges, financial challenges, job challenges, you know, educational challenges, whatever. But we can actually use the records to solve our problems. I mean, problem solving
yes.
101.
Yes.
And that's what I like about this, accessing this information. Also, it makes the world a much safer place, I think. Don't you agree
mm-hmm.
that, don't
yes,
you agree
yes,
that because there is a framework to inquire about, You begin to think that maybe some of the things that happen really are in divine order, and you can accept them more in divine order and release your grief, release your disappointment, and release the negative emotions that would occur if you only see things in this time-space dimension.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it also shows we're eternal, so you really can't kill someone. It's not possible.
Right.
Which is all. Which is a nice thing to realize.
Which is
know?
Good. Which is good. Well,
good.
Do you know what else is? But that's what you know. I think the awareness, working in the records, you really do develop a sense of yourself as an infinite being. And
right,
I know for me, what a relief. Because there are so many
issues. If you
screw up
one lifetime,
I've been working on this. I've been working on this a long time, and I am not getting it. I keep thinking I got it, whatever it is. And
right.
then it's like, well, wait a second. We
uh-huh.
have a long time here. Let's calm down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going
right.
to get all, everything is unfolding as
one,
it should.
One step at a time. Well, you know, sometimes I think that my job is to understand how everything is in divine order. You see, instead of reacting
yes, yes, yes.
to situations and judging everything, I step back and I say, no, wait a minute. I'm going to see how this is in divine order. I'm going to gather some more information and, you know, from the records to understand how this is unfolding just as it should. And then because I control my negative emotions, then I can project more positive and at least I'm healthier. I mean, if nothing else, it helps
right.
your health. I mean,
right, but you know that's true. Yes.
It is true. Yeah.
Yes.
Because you don't junk yourself up with negative emotions. Yeah.
Well, that's what, you know, one of the principles of the energy of the Akasha is judge not.
Exactly.
So there are three absolutes of the records, and the first is judge not.
Mm-hmm.
The second is fear not, and the third is resist not.
That's very good.
Really establishes an energetic crucible, you know, through which we can see everything from an altitude of consciousness where all is good. What we see in the records, I mean, and you said it so well, is this, that everything that happens is designed to support us. Everything, and no matter how, you know, good, bad, whatever we call it, every experience is designed to bring us to a new level of awareness about our own goodness and the goodness of others.
Mm-hmm.
And that, first of all, that's why we have, thank God we have eternity, right?
Yeah, right.
But that's true. But you see that it is, as we work in the records, our attachment to our judgments, our attachment to our fears, and, you know, the attachments start to loosen.
Because
the way energy moves within the Akasha is on the spoken word. Now, we know that in general, but within the realm of the Akasha, it's really like a power pack turbo punch. You know, as the truth is told, energy moves very quickly.
Right.
And that is as we work in our own records, which anybody who wants to do it can do. I mean, it's your soul. I mean, you're entitled to have a conscious relationship. Actually, the karmic imperative of our time is that each of us have we come to a conscious relationship with our own soul. That is the clarion call of 2012. Because it's really the only way, you know, all our external sources of support, you know, religions and, you know, all these structures, external structures, through which we really had hoped to encounter the divine reality and stay connected, they have failed us. For the most part. I mean, we know there are always a handful of people who do quite well with those. But then there's the rest of us, and now is the time. This is why the records are being made available now, because they are an internal structure through which we can experience the divine reality and grow into, very consciously and deliberately, our destiny. It just is, and of course it's exciting. I mean, there's really nothing more exciting than the spiritual journey.
Well, I remember a saying I saw one time. It's, you really don't have enough information to be pessimistic, which I love. But it's
funny. I've never
heard
that.
Yeah. Well, it's true, because if you go to gather information, and with information comes understanding, then you realize that your judgments were misplaced.
Yeah.
You see, that's really what it comes. And judgment, in my mind, requires energy. And spiritual growth, more than anything, is an energy management program. So if you cannot spend energy on things that are not going to, you know, push forward your spiritual growth, then you have a lot more energy to spend on the things that will. So that's why I would encourage people to develop a relationship with the Akashic Records, because it's truly a library of information that's pertinent to your life.
Yeah.
And it's so pertinent that we all need to be able to access it. We all need to be able to, and on a minute-to-minute basis, too. I mean, you know, not just when you go deep and you know, do the relationship as described in your CDs, but also minute to minute, you know, like minute to minute, you've got to know that there's an internal guidance within you that can guide you. As a surgeon, I certainly use this a lot.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Isn't it great?
In the operative field,
Well, I'm glad to hear that, doctor.
It can happen subtly in the operative field sometimes.
This is good news. For everyone to
know.
And
we don't want to always sit there and judge them. We want to take action, you know. But anyway, the point being is that the more you can develop this relationship with this library of information, the better off you are at navigating in the world. And there's a little bit of danger in the world right now. You may have, you may be, if you've watched Conspiracy Theory by Jesse Ventura, you know, you can get a glimpse of some of the danger in our world now that is possibly right in your neighborhood. So it is very important to know which way to turn and, you know, yes to this, no to that, you know, food choices,
right.
Choices in medicine, preventative things, and just knowing yes or no is a very, very important thing. And I think the Akashic Records is where you have to go to get that information.
Yes.
I mean, I do.
Yes. Well, and you know, what I know and what I've seen is that people who are attracted to the records are attracted to the records because they're already related to it. Excuse me. People who come to the records consciously come
mm-hmm.
because they've been bumping into the records kind of like randomly or,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just bump into it. It's we have a natural relationship with the record. The time that we're in requires that we have access, direct, immediate access to infinite spiritual resources that
mm-hmm.
can really handle these times of change, which, you know, it's messy. I mean, like you said, it's messy out there. It's a little smooth,
mm-hmm.
but...
And it will be for the next few years. I mean,
right. This is
know,
right. This is not just a weekend seminar
no,
we're doing.
No,
we are really living in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is that when people have... working with my method, this pathway prayer process,
mm-hmm.
what it does is it enables people to very consciously, deliberately, and directly access their own records.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is this. It's as if the light of the records gets, it's kind of like the floor of light. The light starts to flood in
mm-hmm.
and enables people to rise above so much of the ordinary, everyday nuttiness and distress.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens, too, is that even when you're not in the records, what happens is your connection is so strengthened and nurtured and fortified that your intuition is better. You can
mm-hmm.
listen. You can hear the sound of your innermost self, your highest self.
Mm-hmm.
You are awake to all the support and guidance, like you said, that is, it's moment to moment. And so we're working with developing ourselves as whole beings of life, fully awake, fully alive. And being in our records keeps us centered, because the other thing that's interesting about the records energetically are designed. This is the interface zone of the soul with the earth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not about escaping life. This
mm-hmm.
is not, you know, there's no spaceship coming to get us. And if there is, I don't know. Do we know?
I'm not
know.
Sure we should get
but
on.
But there is. No, right. It's like, I don't know.
There
well,
may
we'll
be a spaceship coming, but be
we'll
weird.
Offer them a cup of
more.
Coffee. Send them on their way. But this is a way to be in our true dignity as spiritual
mm-hmm.
beings as we live in the world. And
mm-hmm.
that is what has been sorely missing. You know, our religious traditions, you know, go to the mountains, go out here, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is about, you can, any person who wants to can live in their life,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, you can have your job, you can do your stuff, you can be with your friends. But to be there consciously as a spiritual being, really to lead a consciously soul-led life on the earth plane, which, as we know, is much easier said than done. You know, we all want to do it. I mean,
yeah.
We do. It's like, oh, it's really wonderful. And the truth is, the earth is, I mean, this is a, you know, this is just a regular amusement park of distraction.
Yeah, it is.
You
it
know,
is.
Of energy, and that's fine. We don't want to get
mm-hmm.
too upset about it. You know,
right.
Some of it we enjoy. But how do we know the truth about ourselves and others? And working in the records, it's
mm-hmm.
like going in, you know, it's like going in for a treatment or something. You have the experience. It takes you deeper. The more depths we have, the more resilience we have. And,
yeah, and I think it gives you discernment, too. I mean, I came into this life with very little discernment.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny. I would see everybody in their soul potential. Unfortunately, not their actuality. And then I'd be disappointed by their actions. But no, I've used the records to access more information about how far to, you know, trust somebody, how far to, you know, to go into a business relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
very, when you start to develop relationships in life, I'm very trusting, so I trust people. But then when things happen, you go, oh, my goodness, why would they do that? And you really have to gather information, I think, before you develop these relationships that are difficult to undo. And that's one thing that the records have helped with. I really understand a lot more about the people I bring into my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most important things that we do is relationships. Think back on the problems in your life right now. But a lot of them are due to relationships that aren't working out the way you thought they would.
Exactly.
And so I'm using the Akashic records to screen. And also, I mean, you can be in relationship with somebody, but how far do you go? I mean, how far do you give somebody your checkbook? Well, you better check out the records before you do that. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And you know what? This is a great understanding.
It is.
Is that we can use a spiritual resource to improve the quality of our lives.
Right.
Practical, real practical things. Very useful,
yeah.
Very practical.
And you're not invading their privacy. You talk very much about ethics in
mm-hmm.
your CDs,
yeah.
And I really appreciate that. But you know, like, you can access information if it pertains to you. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you need to know whether or not they're going to steal. But you can't just, like, if you meet somebody and you're interested in them for, you know, a sexual relationship, you can't just go and read their records, you know, like it's a, you know.
No.
You talk very well in your CDs about boundaries and what,
yes.
Like, you can go through the owner to the pet, but you have to go through the owner, you know, things like that.
Yes.
Things like that, or you can't just raise a child without the parent's permission and everything. That's
mm-hmm.
that's important.
Well, and you know, this is because, you know, we are all different people to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a teenage son. Let's talk about spiritual opportunities.
Mom doesn't know anything. Huh?
Sometimes it's better that way. No, but you know what's so fascinating is that. So when I ask about well, there's two things I want to say. First thing is that through the records I have learned, no one has come into my life by accident.
Right, exactly.
You cannot get into my life unless we're supposed to know
interact.
Each other.
I mean, all right.
Even this particular conversation we're having today,
right.
We are having this because we're already related.
Right.
Okay, by right of consciousness. It's
mm-hmm.
fascinating. Okay, so that's one thing. But the other thing is, if I go into my records, you know, I don't open the records of my son. I mean, those are for him to open. But I go in, I get so much insight into really the purpose of our relationship, what we're
right.
really doing together, how can I parent him in a way that doesn't squash his spirit. You know,
right.
The ultimate, it's the $50 million parent challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, how do you discipline without, you know, I don't know, putting out
sitting
the light.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. How do you do
mm-hmm.
that?
No.
The records give great guidance about this.
But
I have to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else, I mean, there are aspects to his being that are unavailable to me because they're
mm-hmm.
none of my business.
Exactly. That's right.
And that's, the records have a lot of natural self-protection in that.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Because I can say, well, gosh, I really want to know. You know, whatever about him.
Right.
And the records
yeah.
are like, well, of course you want to know, you're nosy, but we're not going to tell you.
We're not going to tell you.
Yes, right. It's great. Yeah, that's great,
true.
Linda. You
it's
can want to know anything.
Yeah, right.
See, that is, and we don't open records of people. See, this is the other thing, is that the record, it is part of the spiritual maturation, you know, toolkit,
mm-hmm.
right, of our time. We don't open the records of people without their permission.
Right.
Because it really is. I mean, you know this. Working in the records, it's very intimate. It's very personal.
Right.
And you can be very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, we don't want people doing this unless they know, oh yes, this is my life. I'm really looking, I'm seeking, I want insight, I want guidance. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to use the information to take advantage of somebody.
No.
Because you could. I mean, you could if you abused it, but like you said, the records have natural protection.
Well, so. And this is what happens, too, in working. You know, one of the things that's good, I find very helpful about working within a discipline, like a method, a system, a structure, what's very helpful then is that the boundaries are more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I find that very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful. It's very reassuring. It also, the more I follow a disciplined path, what happens is the quality of the information, the quality of the guidance. You know, the stronger the discipline, the deeper you can go, the richer the resource.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work with these things to develop ourselves and to develop our relationship with the records. And then we get the benefits whether we're in the records or not.
Right.
And then
they're energetic pathways, and the
yes.
more often you use them, the stronger they become, which is why people, I mean, the masters recommend that when you develop your spiritual practices or your meditation practice, you do it in a sacred space with, you know, whatever you're guided to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out listening to the same music. You know, I chose Stephen Halperin because he was guided in his music to take you to Theta, you know, Theta and Delta. So, basically, now I don't use music, but those rituals were really important at the time. They really helped me go a lot faster and further information coming in.
With better results. Well, that's
right.
The spiritual journey is just like a landmine of paradox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if you're in a hurry, if you've got some urgency in your spiritual quest, we say slow down.
Right.
Slow down, you know. Follow
if you're stuck, speed up.
That's right.
Before the cosmic 2x4 kicks you in the butt.
That's right, because it's coming.
Yeah.
Right, and, you know, that's the other thing is that it's so, what happens as we work with these things is that our ability to hear, our ability to hear is strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
It's enriched, you know, so that we don't have to, you know, we can hear the whispers. We can discern. You used the word discern earlier. We can discern the tap on the shoulder. We do not have to wait for the four-car pile up on the interstate.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so I say listen up,
uh-huh.
you know, and avoid, you know, avoid the collision.
Yeah.
But this is, we are collectively, I mean, we are the bridge generation. You know, we are the ones who are, you know, we're learning so much so fast. We're growing. Our awareness is expanding. We are becoming much more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Our children and our grandchildren will not have to be, they won't do this same kind of work because we're laying the foundation for this to be just the way it is.
That's true.
You know, which is very exciting. And we see in a short period of time, I mean, I don't know about you, Dr. Cole, but I know my grandmother. I mean, her relationship to her spiritual life was very different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are coming from a time of strong religiosity, very rigid external structures, and it's all and we are the bridge of light into the future, where each individual will be able to stand within their own spiritual authority, honor their own awareness and truth in a way that dignifies all of life. It is
right.
It is so exciting.
It is.
It's a very exciting time to be walking around here.
accessing the God within. And the children that are going to be born in the next few years are going to blow everybody out of the water.
Right. You know, isn't this going to be
a really neat thing? You know, like,
I know,
you're
but
see these kids and you're going to go, oh, my God.
Well, right. And, I mean, the last generation, I mean, really the last 15 years, these kids that have been coming in.
Well, they're incredible, but, you
they
know.
They really are. This is like.
But they need to be. These are the kids that are
yes.
going to clean up the planet. They're going to clean up the economic system. They're going to clean up the political corruption system.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they need to be little masters, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, they do.
Absolutely.
Or they need to be able to access what they need to access within each thing that they're guided into. And,
right,
and
whatever they're...
I'm just glad
right.
there's a plan. I'm just glad it's all not random. It makes me sleep really well at night, knowing that there's a plan, knowing that I don't have to do everything.
Oh, it is. Isn't it a relief?
It is
a relief. And
it
that
is,
you know, yes, I'm responsible for my garden,
yeah,
so to speak.
Your little area. But
and I'll do my best.
Yeah,
but the whole thing, oh, I don't know. No, it's great that there's a plan.
There is a plan.
You know.
There is. Well, Linda, unbelievable. Would you like to give, we're coming up to the end of our hour, would
oh,
you like
okay.
to give your contact information and also mention your book as well as your CD
oh,
series and whatever
sure.
else you've got?
Oh,
in the planning
thank you so much.
Sensation.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. Do you know what? I work with people individually.
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know, one-on-one consultations.
Great.
Exploring their Akashic records. I also work with people in groups. I teach how to work in the records. I do a lot of advanced work in the records.
Mm-hmm.
My email is www.akashicstudies.com, AKASHIC studies.com. And there you'll get all kinds of information. I have a 6-CD learning set that was put out in March of 2009 by Sounds
mm-hmm.
True. I also have a book of the same title, How to Read the Akashic Records, Accessing the Archive of the Soul and Its Journey, that was published by Sounds True in 2009. And I invite people to take a look and see, you know, take a look and see if this is helpful for you. I will, in January 24th, I will be in New York City doing a one-day class on the Ascension Matrix. And we'll be working in the Akashic Records. And so that's an opportunity. And, I don't know, the next big workshop I have coming up will be in March, and that'll be in Andover, Massachusetts, at Circles of Wisdom. I'll be doing a practitioner certification from initiate to adept, and followed by an advanced course in energy healing and past lives. So those are some of the things that are coming up. You know, send me emails and let me know how you're doing, if there's any way I can be helpful to you. This is really why I'm here. Is to hold the door open for people who are seeking a more conscious relationship with their own soul and a greater awareness of the divine essence within. So, and thank you so much, Dr.
Oh, you're welcome. It's interesting that you are going to New York, because I was on Dr. Mercola's site today, and he has an article about the states that people are the most happy in and the states least happy. The southern states, like Florida, Louisiana, and there's a couple other ones, are the most happy. And New York was cited as the least happy.
Get
maybe
out.
Maybe you're going to bring a little light energy.
Oh,
to
isn't
them.
This funny?
Well, you know, but we're all taken to areas where we're needed the most. I mean, you know, that
yes.
I learned that from my spiritual parents. They were taken to Germany, South Africa, and, you know, the places on the planet that most forgiveness work needed to be done in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So that's true. Well, we really appreciate you being with us today. We've had a really great conversation with Linda Howe, her book and CD series, How to Read the Akashic Records. Next week, we have Dr. Benor back. He wrote a book on personal spirituality, science, spirit, and the eternal soul. And then on the 23rd, Cindy Dale, The Subtle Body, an Encyclopedia of Your Energy Anatomy. And on the 30th, Paul Radenmaker, A Spiritual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe, Travel Tips for the Spiritually Perplexed, which I've already read. I love this book.
Right.
It's great. And then our Noetic Science meeting is on Thursday, January 21st at 7:15 at the Georgetown Square office here in Atlanta in Dunwoody. Victor Clark is coming back, and he's going to be giving another great lecture on handwriting analysis from a spiritual perspective, its history and philosophy of science. And if you want to learn how to do quick and easy handwriting analysis, I've been using, he gave Noetic Science about 10 years ago, and I took it, I attended then, and ever since then I've been analyzing handwriting of prospective employees. It's been a lot of fun. So it's a skill that I highly recommend for anybody who is interested. But we have Noetic Science every third Thursday. So anyway, it's been great talking with you, and I guess, do you have another series of information or books or CD series planned at all?
Oh, yes. Actually, I'm up to my eyeballs in my next project.
Okay.
And I am doing the next CD set will be, and book, is Healing Through the Akashic Records.
Wonderful.
Accessing the power of our sacred wounds.
Oh, great. And well, once
so
that's out, let's do another interview.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
That'll be wonderful.
So
Thank you so much, Dr.
Yeah.
Cole. I will. I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, this is Dr. Susan Kolb and interviewing Linda Howe for Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week for Dr. Benor's interview on personal spirituality. Thank you for joining us.
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plasticos and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives, new scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual medicine.
You had plastic surgery, Bill?
You bet I did. I got tired of the wrinkles around my eyes and decided to have Plasticos do something about them.
But I didn't think men had plastic surgery.
Get with it, Bob. Men want to look their best, too. There's nothing wrong with getting a little help from Plasticos to look on top of your game. A lot of guys are doing it, my friend.
Well, I don't know about this.
Look, you see the difference Plasticos made with me. I look better and I feel better. My Plasticos surgery was an investment in me.
So where is Plasticos?
Plasticos is in Dunwoody. Plasticos is staffed by pros who guarantee you personal attention. The Plasticos number is 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available. 770-457-4677.